Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Daily Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry. I'm coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saber. Call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? That deadly number again, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text a brother, 0457140550, and our Facebook page, well, BBM987FM. Sad announcement here. We are heartbroken to be announcing the passing of our much-loved Boon Wurrung, Judja Wurrung, Wurrung and Yoda Yoda Senior Elder, brother, uncle, great-uncle Jack Charles, who passed away peacefully this morning surrounded by his family and loved ones. Before he passed away, his family were able to send him off on country during a smoking ceremony at the Royal Melbourne Hospital. Uncle Jack died at the RMH after suffering from a stroke. We are so proud of everything he has achieved in his remarkable life. Elder, actor, musician, potter, activist, mentor, a household name and voice loved by all. As he's demonstrated by his numerous awards, including this year's NAIDOC Male Elder of the Year, he will live on in our hearts and memories through his numerous screen and stage roles. May he be greeted by his ancestors on his return home. The family have given the permission to use his name and image while I make this yarn and this announcement. Have you say your mob, yarn up strong, add the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Like I said, yarn with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and I come here live here First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. Now, Aboriginal artists who designed the Aboriginal flags to speak at revitalised Nugget Coombs lecture on Larrakia Country. The world-renowned Aboriginal artist who designed the Australian Aboriginal flag, Harold Thomas, together with barrister Colin Golvin, AMQC, and solicitor Crystal Dare, will jointly deliver the 10th Nugget Coombs Memorial Lecture this year on Larrakia Country for the first time in 3 years. We're going to catch up a yarn with Professor Reuben Bolt, Deputy Vice Chancellor of First Nations Leadership. On the line, Professor Reuben, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very good, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. My brother, before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, so I'm from Yuin Country, which is about 3 hours south of Sydney, from a little community called Wreck Bay.
All right, fantastic. Beautiful. Deadly footprint. Now, the Nugget Coombs Memorial Lecture is jointly hosted by Charles Darwin University and Australian National University, ANU, as part of a new agreement to deliver the lecture. So enlighten us about this space and about the revitalised Nugget Coombs Lecture on Larrakia Country.
Yeah, so this is a lecture series that's been going since 2010, and it's usually held every second year. For certain reasons, obviously with COVID, et cetera, we weren't able to do that.
Yes.
So it's basically to honour the life of H.C. Nugget Coombs, who is a significant person in terms of ANU. He was the Chancellor there from 1968 to 1976.
Okay, fantastic.
To honour his legacy.
All right, fantastic. And so when you look at that space, so what is the Nugget Coombs Memorial Lecture? What would be delivered from the stage, so to speak?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Well, what is the significance of the Nugget Coombs Memorial Lecture? You mentioned who was the speaker at this year's Nugget Coombs Lecture? Let's go there.
Yeah, so the speaker of this year was Harold Thomas.
Yes.
And Harold was the designer of the Aboriginal flag. And obviously there were issues around copyright, et cetera, and ended up being purchased by the Australian government in terms of the intellectual property. And basically we had this lecture this year was more of a yarn.
Yeah.
To really discuss the issues around the Aboriginal flag.
And look, when created over about 50 years ago, and the flag Mr. Thomas created is now well known worldwide, a symbol of First Nation Australia, and it's purchased by the Commonwealth from Mr. Thomas in 2020 to represent the highest price ever paid for an individual piece of art in Australia. There's a bit of entrepreneurship going on there as well, you know, as an artist and as a designer of a flag, but a business entity, you could say, Professor Reuben.
Yeah, there is, and I think that's where there's a kind of a bit of a thin line because for the people, the flag is seen as the Aboriginal flag, but it's also the copyright of the designer. So in a sense, yes, there is this sense of collective ownership because of how important it is and how we've been immersed in it over the years, but there's also that other part of it which is really around the copyright, which I think is really interesting.
And when you look at the flag being owned by the First Nation people of this country, it's great that the Commonwealth has stepped in to purchase the rights, so to speak, because he went in a private selling of the flag, Mr. Harold Thomas. He did that, didn't he?
Yeah, and I think that was a really good thing for the people because, you know, even in terms of being able to use it prior to the government purchase, you know, there wasn't a lot that people could do because they were always going to be infringing on that unless they actually had specific permission to do that.
Yes. And talking about the revitalised Nugget Coombs Lecture, so it happens every 2 years, is that right, Professor?
Yes, that's right.
And thanks to COVID-19, it didn't happen, what have you. But you could say it's a platform to promote you know, black people in business or our existence in the 21st century.
Yeah, look, I think it really depends on what the topic is.
Okay.
And so over the years, you know, we've had, for example, Mick Dodson, he delivered one, the second one, I think it was. Also, Pat Dodson, delivered. And so even Marion Scrimmager, who's a well-known Territorian. So, and what they really do is they focus on some of the key topics for that time.
Yes, okay.
Something they're passionate about.
So it's a great platform for a voice for black people in this country.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, fantastic. Definitely. Yeah. And so you're Deputy Vice Chancellor of First Nation and First Nation Leadership. How long have you been in that role, Professor?
Well, I've been at CDU for about 2.5 years. I was recruited as a Pro Vice Chancellor of Indigenous Leadership and Outreach, Regional Outreach. But it was elevated to Deputy Vice Chancellor last October. So it's been almost 12 months now.
Enjoying that journey?
Very much so.
Yeah, beautiful. And watch this space, hey?
Yeah.
Hey, good yarning with you. Thank you so very much, Professor Rubin. And look, we'll yarn soon. Take care. We'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. Professor Rubin Bolt, Deputy Vice-Chancellor of First Nation Leadership, and we're talking about the Aboriginal artist who designed the Aboriginal flag to speak at Revitalised Nugget Coombs Lecture on Larrakia Country. So we're talking about Mr. Harold Thomas, and like I said, the designer of the Aboriginal flag. He went down a path in regard to business entity by selling the flag, it did belong to the people after he designed it, and regarding our existence and our fight and our representation at government level as well as world level. But then the Commonwealth came to the table and purchased the flag to let it be owned by the First Nation people. So, like I said, a businessman he is, Harold Thomas, and it's great that we still have an Aboriginal flag. Have your say. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416.
Sacred side. Come shine your light, brighten up the world. Cuckoo Yalanji, girl. Come shine your light, brighten up the world. Cuckoo Yalanji, girl. Shadows when you go, your love blows out my soul and down into the earth.
Yeah, beautiful track there, Cuckoo Yalanji Girl. That's Adrian Thomas here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming your life from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Now, the late Vince Copley, a First Nation elder, shares his extraordinary story of finding kindness in the midst of prejudice and joy in living life to the full. Vince was born on government mission in poverty in 1936, losing five family members by the time he was 15. He faced extreme hardship, but managed to always find light in the darkness. He dedicated his life to helping make life better for his people with his brother from the boys' home, Charles Perkins. The autobiography, Vince Copley's autobiography, The Wonder of Little Things, was published on September 7th, although Vince sadly passed away early this year. We're going to catch up a yarn with his beautiful daughter, Curry McEwen, and talk about this beautiful man online. Curry, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm great. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, sister, coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, sis?
Well, I'm a combination of Ngadjeri, Noongar, Nurundjeri and Kaurna people. So I'm all around Adelaide.
All around Adelaide. Deadly big footprint. Thank you very
much.
The program.
I own the lot.
Represent.
The lot.
Exactly. Watch this space. Look, too deadly. Good to hear your voice and good to be yarning with you. And condolences going to Uncle Mitch, your beautiful father. When you're
Thank
talking
you.
About the story, The Wonder of Little Things, well, here we have a black man that grew up in a yucky world in regard to, you know, discrimination, prejudice and what have you, but his love for life and a joy for his people, that's the way he looked at it. I mean, you look at a glass of water is half full, and that's why your beautiful father looked at life, didn't he?
He sure did. And you know what? I think that's just so, what's so inspiring about Dad is, you know, he grew up and we used to call him Blackest because he was.
Because he's blacker than everybody else.
And he was blacker than everybody else. And
they reckon so charcoal. Charcoal make a white mark on him.
Wesley Snipes, right? So he grew up and he would have copped it sweet, right, because there was nothing fair, nothing passable about him. He copped it. And he was Teflon coated. He was just, it was water off his back. He just got on with life. He shrugged it off and he thought, well, bugger you, I'm just going to do what I'm going to do and you can think what you want to think. And that was his attitude to life. And he just got on with the job and...
when we're talking about his autobiography here and The Wonder of Little Things, and when you look at that and how you just explained your father, I mean, like I said, water off the duck's back, you know, like if you're talking about me, you're leaving somebody else alone, sort of attitude, you know, and success is best revenge and having a smile on your dial no matter what. And that way, black people, we can rise in that sense.
That's right. And, you know, he was. That's exactly his attitude. And if like when he was playing footy, he said, if I caught some flack from a fella, you know, on the field, he said, I just kicked his bum and kicked, you know, 14 goals. And that was it.
Look at the scoreboard, brother.
That's That's right. Yeah, and that's what he did. That was how he handled it.
So, yeah, fantastic. So, of course, we could all take a page out of his book. Here we're talking the wonder of little things in regard to his autobiography. Siblings, you got brothers and sisters? Have you, Cara?
I have a brother, a younger brother, and his dad's namesake. You know what our family do's like. Everyone's got the same name.
That's right. I got Mini-Me, Mini-Trev. Yeah, Mini-Me, Little Trev.
Right,
exactly.
That's right. Everybody's a Vincent. Everybody's a Fred. Everybody's a, you know, Raymond. It just goes like
exactly.
that. So
yeah.
if you call out Vincent, about 20 people turn around. So
exactly.
That's what our family's like.
Yeah.
And Vincent is dad's namesake. So, yeah.
And so, like I was saying, we can all take a page out of his book, but just hearing you speak, you've taken a page out of his book. And that's how we need to... We live in the 21st century and we haven't been... you haven't got no treaty happening with black people, but success is the best revenge. We can rise above this and have a smile on your dial, as Vince Copley would do.
Absolutely, yeah. He just... I think he had... a vision for his own life, and he just never let, you know, the racism and even the government policies, he just never let anything sort of hold him down. And he was very, very, I don't know if he was fortunate or whether, he just always believed that there were good people in the world, and he seemed to always gravitate, or they gravitated towards him. Mm. You know, when he was playing footy on the York Peninsula, it was 1950s, white Australia policy was in full force,
yes.
And yet he came across these little communities that were just so welcoming and, very kind and, you know, open to him. And that it just seemed to be out of the norm for those days.
Cara, I would say both black and white. There would have been white people as well in awe of his attitude and the way he lived life.
Oh, definitely. Mm. He was one of those people who, you know, he could... he did, in fact, meet with quite a few of our prime ministers. He lunched with the Queen...
the Queen lunched with him.
That's right. Thank you for correcting me. That is right. But he could also sit down with people on their traditional lands and talk, and that's just how he was.
Well, down to earth, fantastic. And thank you very much for sharing. Good to catch up and have this beautiful yarn. So Dad's at rest with us in spirit. His autobiography, The Wonder of Little Things, is out now, been published since September 7th. And look, that's another black success, and we need black success stories, don't we?
We sure do. And I tell you what, there's plenty out there. We've just got to look.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cara, good yarning with you. You take care, sis, and we'll yarn soon.
Thank you, Trevor.
All the best, Dad. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Beautiful yarn. That's Cara McEwen, daughter of Vince Copley, and Uncle Vince did pass away September 7th. But his autobiography, The Wonder of Little Things, was published on September 7th, and he passed away earlier this year, is what I meant to say. But, love and condolences there to the family, and Uncle Vince with us in spirit. But another success story, and that's how we need to operate in life. And that's not even a black or white issue, but you as an individual and how you live life. I say if you decide to do something in life, people are going to talk about you. If you decide not to do it, people are going to talk about you. So do it anyway. Live your life, have a smile on your dial, and live your life to the fullest. Have your say, yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Country we come from, this is the culture. There will be progress in this place. There will be hope throughout the land. There will be peace and harmony. There will be time for a better life.
On your mob, it's me, Bush Taka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Pobola, pobola me. 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 Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Sit down in my country. I sit down. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Guardia, come along. He no listen to our song. Build a brand new home. Pobla, pobla mi. 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 They give us social security. That's to give us CDP. Government say good now. They trick us with their money. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Sit down in my country. I sit down on the ground. Pobla, pobla mi. 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 Pobla, pobla mi.
Yeah, Pobla, 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 me. That's Mary G, our black version of Dame Ed, you could say. Big shout out, Mary G. Hope you're well. This is your daily program, You Mob, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text a brother, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. National Talk Black, 1 hour program. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, in your dingy country, at the First Nation Radio Station, BBM, Bama Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. And a big shout out to our First Nation radio station across the Delhi country, our Delhi Black Network. And thank you, NERS, National Digital Radio Service, allowing this program to go across the country. Voice for our people, do utilise it. Let's look at this top stories in news today. Huge crowds swamp Edinburgh as emotional royal siblings stand vigil over Queen's coffin. As I mentioned earlier, celebrated Indigenous actor Uncle Jack Charles dies at age 79. With us in spirit and condolences, prayers going out to Uncle Jack's family. Melbourne footy fan arrested heckling Queen coffin procession. William and Catherine to visit Australia before King Charles. Aussie Murray Bartlett nabs early Emmys win for the White Lotus role. Tourist trapped in Bali being slugged $100 a day over little-known travel heartache. What a news here. Putin is facing a strategic comedy in Ukraine with significant implications for the war. Other stories here. Pennicini challenges Eels teammates to match Canberra's intensity in semi-finals. They're the headlines for today's news. Have your say. Add to the conversation. Yarn Up Strong. All topics are open here for the yarn. Here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
When your life starts to crumble, do you have someone to blame? For I would climb every mountain, pay the price that I have to pay. You could walk in my shoes for one day. Sometimes when I travel riding across the sacred land, met with blind refusals, I find it so hard to comprehend. Slowly times are a-changing, there's a whisper in the air. To walk with one across that bridge is a vision we can share. We'll be right back.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1800 422 416.
Hey, you Deadly Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up song, that's Sweet Yuri Bay. Shut up. Sweet Yuri Bay. That's Normie J featuring Miller Kid and Russia J. So big shout out all the way from Yarra. But speaking of Yarra, we're going to talk to some deadly Yarrabeans, some youth, because we're talking about upcoming young person health check in Yarra. And deadly sister Katrina Connolly, who works over there at Sexual Health Indigenous Health Worker at Girini Yalamaka, has organised these young ones coming. And let's talk about this space. So look, let's listen to the yarn. We have Thaki and Shanasi and Tamia. How deadly them names. You look here, I got to Trevor. Well, how? Shut up. Very good morning to you all. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good. Just around the microphone, bring it closer to you there.
Yep.
Yana Strong. Now Thaki?
Yep.
Did I pronounce it right?
Yeah.
Thaki, brother. I never heard that name before. Where Thaki come from?
It's a Torres Strait name.
Is that right, brother?
Yeah.
Okay. Grandfather. Yeah. There you go. So while we're on that note, Thaki, who you mob, where you from?
My name's Thaki. I'm Torres Strait and Aboriginal.
Torres Strait Aboriginal?
Yeah.
And whereabouts Torres Straits?
Yam Island.
Yam Island, okay, yeah. Beautiful. Big shout to Yam Island. I got connection to Darnley Island, Arab.
Oh, yeah.
But Aboriginal man, father side from...
Torres Strait. Yeah, father from Torres Strait and mother from...
Okay. And who Aboriginal side?
My mum.
Your mum?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's where Yarrabah, Gungandji, or...? Do you know that side of it?
No, not from Yarrabah. Like, it's from Yarrabah, but...
Yeah, you're from Yarrabah.
Yeah.
But Hopewell?
Yeah.
Oh, would you do?
No. Family from
up there. Family up there, all right. Thaki, that's the Thaki?
Yeah.
Too deadly. And over to Shanasi. Good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning, I'm good.
And who your mob, where are you from?
I'm from Yarrabah.
From Yarrabah?
Yeah.
So Gugenji.
Yep.
Yep, beautiful. And so and we also have Tamir. Tamir, good morning, sis.
Good morning.
Yeah, who your mob, where are you from?
Yarrabah.
Gugenji?
Yep.
All right. Beautiful. Fantastic. So, brother 20, Shanasi 19, Tamir 18, young people you are. We're talking here at the moment about young person's health check in Yarrabah. Look, it's very important for young ones to go and get health check. And sometimes we young ones, how I say we young ones, Murray chucking himself in this shop, 56-year-old, young ones get laxy-daisy, you know, in that health department, you know, going doctor's checkup. They reckon, like, if you get flat tire or your car broken down, you go to mechanic, yeah, get it fixed. Every now and again, we need to fix this body, this mechanic, eh?
Yeah.
So I don't know, what's your message to young ones out there about getting checked up?
Just don't be ashamed. Just don't be ashamed.
Yep. Well, just especially when you're talking about Yarrabah, you're Girini Yalamaka. I mean, that belongs to you, mob. That's your Indigenous health community, you know?
It's not bad to just check up on your body.
And you know the mob when you go there anyway, you know, most of the mob. Yeah. So that's very important. Shanasi, you feel the same way?
Yeah. It's just good to go and see what's wrong.
Yeah.
Just get a health check, a yearly health check, yeah.
Yeah. A yearly health check.
Yeah.
Well, that's right, a yearly health check. To me, you're in the same boat as well?
Yeah.
Yeah? The young ones should be doing their checkup?
Yeah, go and get checked up. Before something seriously happens.
Well, that's exactly. You know, we're talking about prevention, but we're also talking about if there is something wrong, then we can catch it earlier, you know what I mean? With the so-called amount of disease that's happening in the world at the moment, COVID-19, for example, you know, anything can raise its ugly head, even, the chicken pox and all that sort of stuff that's out there. But then also the sexual health, you know. It's very important that safety. You know, condom, if not, we're talking about our sisters being on the pills and all that sort of stuff, you know, because having babies is a fantastic thing, but you all got to be ready for that because that's a big step in the future, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, you might be doing a recruitment sort of program with Girini Yalamaka, is that right?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about that? Go with you, Shanasi. Yeah, tell me a bit about it. I mean, how long you been doing it and how did you get involved?
Oh, well, Annie and Katrina just came and saw us, asked us if we wanted to do it, if we were interested.
How long ago was that, sister?
Last week.
Last week? Yeah. Oh, just earlier. Okay, last week, okay. And so in this week, you've been doing it for a week then?
It just started today.
Oh, started today. Yeah. Okay, what do you... So did they give you sort of a job description or what you will be doing in this program?
Oh, well, this morning we had a bit of a run-through, yeah.
Yeah. Give us some ideas. Give us some ideas of what you could be doing there.
I was just, you know, going around the community and other youths in to get their health checks. And
yarn
in
with them. So that's good, and that's a smart move by Guru and Yellowmaka, having young people speak to young people and promoting that fact, you know. So only started a week. I mean, look, here you are. And at the end of it, do we know if there's going to be jobs at the end of this recruitment drive?
Yeah, hopefully.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, brother, I'll come see you on payday, cuz. loan there. No, that's too deadly. To me, yourself, so you've been with the program, well, in the week as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
Did you have any vision to be working in the health, or would you see yourself working there?
No, but I like helping my people, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. That's good. That's good, you know. And can I just say this, young ones, that your job or career is a financial vehicle. So we do a job and we get paid. If you can get passionate about the job that you're doing, or if you love doing what you're doing and you're getting paid to do it, then that's the best job in the world for you. So look at this, you know, this could be a good, beautiful career pathway. But you may find 2 years, 3 years down the track while doing a job that, no, I found my passion in like driving big trucks. I want to go work in the mines.
Yep.
But at least you had a taste of working in the workforce, you know, and you can venture off from there. So where you start out, that doesn't mean you have to stay there. At the same time, Gary, I'm not trying to pull these young ones away from you. Just keep them in the industry, yeah, of course, look after their mob. But I'm just saying about young minds and about the journey of your life, you know. You may start out there with Girini, but 3-5 years down the track, you could be moving on to bigger, better things, you know. But that's what it's all about. But the promotion of young ones getting checkups, and also in the sexual health, Indigenous health, working in that area as well. And after Jan there with Sister Katrina, I mean, she came over here last year as well, Jan, about this space. So very important. And anyone else you want to give a big shout out there to?
No.
Or families? No. You'll see it when you get at home.
Yeah.
When you say this is your first day, and then they chuck you on radio, well, how deadly are you?
Yeah.
You mobbing a job in radio. Taka, don't you go looking at my job, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, me ain't got to pay bills here. But there's an opportunity. So I congratulate you, I mean, three of you, for coming and yarning on radio anyway.
Yeah.
Here we are promoting young people, and that's to all our young black people across this deadly country of ours, get your checkup. And you're promoting that. And the fact that Gurini have a good, you guys talking to a young mob in Yarraba, in your community, that I think that's a beautiful move, a deadly move, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. Looking at your cap there, brother, you Chicago Bulls man, you Bulls man?
Nah, I just...
You're just wearing it? Do you wear it?
Yeah.
I love Bulls when Jordan was playing, but I'm a Stephen Curry man now.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, shout out to deadly brother. So what about sports? Let's talk health. You play sports, bro?
Yeah, I play footy.
League?
Yeah, rugby league.
So who you play for? Yarraba Seahawks.
Yeah, Yarraba Seahawks.
In what grade? Under what?
The A grade squad.
Oh, A grade squad. Yeah, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Now you guys had a little bit of a hiccup there last couple of weeks. You were pulled out of the competition.
Yeah.
But you're all back in now. But are there any of the grades in the finals?
Eh?
Any of the grades playing in the finals?
Oh, there's no grade out.
Oh, yeah. No one
all
there.
All out, yeah.
Okay, all out. So next year,
next year.
To the drawing board.
Yeah.
Like Melbourne Storms and Brisbane Broncos.
Yeah.
Shut up, let's not go there. Should I actually play sports?
No.
No? What do you just model, do you? Yeah, too pretty sister. So you're not into sports?
No.
So what would be your pastime? What do you do like for hobby?
Oh, fishing, me and me both used to play netball before.
Oh, netball?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you're not playing that at the moment?
No, not anymore.
Are you going to get back into it or what?
We're in my other stuff now since we turned legal.
Ah, shut up. We are clubbing now.
That's it.
Partying, too deadly. To me, so you was in the netball, but not at the moment.
No, I want to get back next year.
Though. Yeah, but you just turned 18.
Yeah.
So yeah, there you go. Focus on other things at the moment.
Yeah.
All right. Look, beautiful yarning with you, deadly Yarra Beans. Thank you very much for coming to the program.
Yeah.
Good morning to Yarraba. Hope you're well over there, too deadly. And we'll catch up and yarn soon. And when your mob get a full-time job, I'll come and see you on payday. We should have courage, faith, and lunch sometime together soon.
Yeah.
Your shout. And when you see Katrina, give her my love. Tell her I said hello. And if she wants my bank details, I can text that to her. Good yarn with you, mob. Yeah, take care, right.
Thank you.
All right, too deadly. Beautiful yarn there with their deadly young Yarra beans from Yarraba. And they're working closely with Girini Yalamaka and First Nation Health Organization over there at Yarraba. And they're promoting young persons' health check and doing that in Yarraba. But to all our young black ones around this deadly country of ours, do your checkup, you know, and look after your deadly figure, look after your body, your health. That's what it's all about. And with the yucca disease happening around the place, we need to check up at least yearly, and you go for a full body checkup, you know. Like, I got problems with my hair, but I don't know if they can do anything with that, but whatever. Hair's overrated anyway. Have you say Yarnup Song, 1-800-422-416.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it. Little tune came into my head. Was a little tune about all you bama, just dancing and having some fun. And it goes something like, hey brother, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Hey sister, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Now we've been everywhere in Cape York, from the north down to the south, from the east over to the west, 'cause black image gonna rock your sound. And it goes something like, hey brother, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Hey sister, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. I say, hey, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I say, hey, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Now we've been everywhere in Cape York, from the north down to the south, from the east over to the west. Cause black image gonna rock your sound. And it goes something like, hey brother, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Hey sister, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. I say, hey, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I say, hey.
Yeah, exactly. You follow too deadly now. Big shout out there, Thaka, Shinesi and Tamia, all the way from Yarraba, and promoting a young person's health checkup in Yarraba. But all you deadly young ones across this country, do your checkup. Have a talk to your First Nation Health Organization. That's what it's all about. That deadly tractor, the deadly brothers and sisters, and that's what those young ones are. And that's by Black Image. And big shout out to the boys there from Hopewell. And would you too deadly. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to time with Trendy Trev signs off for today. Your mob back in the hot seat again tomorrow with that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, 1 hour program. Come to you live here, First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country. BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Thank you for your company, mob. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Got news coming up for you very soon.